Call the Appropriations Committee back from recess. We are on consideration of ONCA 1947. Congressman Walker, you have the floor.
Okay. I apologize there. Trying to get my thoughts reorganized. I think I mentioned in the beginning that if we think that the other was kind of confusing, wait till we get into amending the capital assets and create an improvement and creating what could be just the capital assets fund and how it goes along with the possibly former commercial property fund into what is being proposed as now the property improvement fund. So I'll start out with part of the initial discussions with the executive branch was the belief or the thought that the commercial property fund is unconstitutional. So the capital asset improvement fund, as it currently exists, is used for not only purchasing land, it could be for upgrading facilities, improving facilities. And I will say that as I was reviewing briefly or quickly going through the bill to kind of gather my thoughts, I did see in Section 2C where it references capital funding and it defines that and it lists land. Quick conversation with the assistant chief. I pointed that out and he mentioned that really needs to just be stricken from the bill. So I can do that or we can just hold that thought for now and I'll carry on, but I'm gonna go ahead.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Probably would be best if we go one thing at a time, so.
Well, the questions I have is on land, and I have notes on the bill. So can I ask a question here, or would you want to continue on with a more broad overview?
It would be easier for me if we start questions regarding that and move on.
Okay. Sure. So in my study of this bill, I'm very confused about how land is booked. Is it booked as an asset? Is real property booked as assets?
Yes.
They are. Okay. In this first definition of capital asset means an asset with the initial purchase price of $10,000 with the exception of land. So are we accepting land as an asset, or what that definition says to me is that we don't consider land as an asset or a capital asset.
In this bill, we don't consider it. I think was the intent, correct?
Assistant Chief.
That definition up there, as far as I know, I remember business class a few years ago, that is the classic definition of capital asset. Capital assets do not include.
Well, I just heard him say that he does include that as an asset.
Go ahead.
Treasurer Littleton.
They can be, but I thought the intent was to exclude them from this bill so we didn't buy land with this part of it. And that was my understanding of what the intent of this bill was. Land would be purchased in some other. Unless.
Assistant Chief.
Just very quickly, memory serves, if it doesn't always.
If memory serves and it doesn't always, I think we have a restricted property fund that's a revolving fund, and I think we have a property purchase fund that's a fund. So we already have revolving funds to meet those needs specifically. Unless they've been repealed or emptied, I don't think they have. I'm pretty sure I'm right about that. Could be wrong.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
No, in my research of this legislation, you are correct. So I agree that we need to buy our real property purchase Act, Purchasing Act, for the specific purpose of land, purchase of lands. I believe that money should be deposited there. So I think that needs to be amended with the exception of land for the purposes of this act. Would that be a good amendment there?
Assistant Chief Treasurer Littleton.
I'm not sure I understood the question. I'll defer to the treasurer.
I would not oppose that amendment.
Okay.
Congressman Walker.
I don't have an issue with that amendment.
I will write
could you,
it
could in. You, yeah, could you repeat it? And which section are you considering?
I'm on page 1, line 36, and I will write this. But it says, it's the definitions, and it says, capital asset means an asset with an initial purchase price of $10,000 with the exception of land that I'm going to insert for the purposes of this act.
That's fine.
I had some committee. Are you good with that, sponsor?
Yes, I.
Congressman Walker.
I recall a comment being made yesterday adding to that with the useful life of 1 year. Is that something the executive branch would like to see in this bill? Or is that not applicable?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question.
But I think it was you that made that comment yesterday about with the useful life of 1 year. Does that need to be added? I mean, would that better define a capital asset?
Yes, it would. But I have a quick comment. I don't know if it satisfies the movement, but the preface says, as used in this act. So I'm not sure whether it's redundant to say for the purpose of this act at the end of it or not. It's not a broad definition.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
My only thought is to that is if we know our treasurer is booking land, real property as assets of the nation, to me, that definition is kind of incorrect. Our nation really do consider land an asset.
Well, I don't oppose the amendment. I do support
with the useful life of a capital asset. Okay, so
with the useful life,
Congressman Whitehorn.
Capital asset means an asset with an initial purchase price of $10,000.
And a useful life of 1 year.
And a useful life of 1 year?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Can I add to that?
Certainly.
Treasurer Littleton.
Purchase price of $10,000 or more and a useful life of 1 year or longer.
Okay.
Well played.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I move to amend this bill at page 1, line 37, after the parenthetical, $10,000, insert or more and a useful life of 1 year, close quote.
Or longer, he said.
And after land, insert for the purpose of this act.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion on the amendment?
I do have one quick comment, Mr. Chairman.
Chief.
I hope that the committee and the chair understand that the part of the idea of this is to assist in the long-term five-year plan. Because if you've got these funds for these specific kinds of things like capital assets, and when you put capital assets up there, it means something very specific. So when you think about new construction projects, that's and cars and things like that, that's what that money will be for. That's all.
Any further discussion on the amendment? Seeing no further discussion, all those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, the amendment passes. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Well, I just now read my note fully to the end. And instead of using the word land on that amendment, would it be more appropriate to put real property?
That would include land and buildings, so yes.
I wished I would have read my note before I read it.
Chair will.
Is it too late to amend an amendment, Madam Clerk? Oh, she's talking to somebody else.
If the amendment is passed, yes, it would be too late. You can amend the amendment, so if you can get the document back.
Can I withdraw my, okay.
It's already passed.
Okay, Madam Clerk, I'm thinking we might want to amend that amendment. Can we do so? Okay.
I'll make it.
Thank you. It's line 37, page one, line 137.
Line 37.
37, yeah, excuse me. Strike land.
Strike land.
And insert real property.
Assistant Chief.
Is the treasurer listening to this? Because there's a difference between land and real property.
He said he would support that.
What if we put land and real property and not strike land, but put land and real property?
It's kind of redundant.
Is land and real property the same?
I think we're stomping ants. if you put it in there, I don't think it'll void anything. I would hate for someone later on to misunderstand the intent of this. And the whole intent of this major purchases that the nation is going to consider assets. Or, excuse me, record, not increase.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
What I heard Treasurer Littleton say on the first part of our discussion is that real property included buildings. So this is real property. Blue Stem Ranch is land, real property also, but land. It includes the structures.
Congresswoman Walker.
Okay, well, while we're stomping ants, do we want to put strike land and real property? Strike land and or real property?
Strike land and insert real property is what I want to do.
Does that capture land in your opinion as well, Treasurer Littleton?
I got two thumbs up.
Two thumbs up. So strike land, insert real property. Okay, I'll make a motion to amend on page one, line 37, strike land and insert real property.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion on the amendment to the previous amendment? Seeing no discussion, all those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, the amendment to the previous amendment passes.
Okay.
Any other discussion regarding ONCA 1947. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
In the definitions, it defines capital budget. Currently says...
Strike it. It can be stricken. And I'll make that motion.
What can be stricken?
That one. No. Oh, capital budget?
Capital budget, yeah.
Capital funding. Oh, okay.
No, I'm talking about capital budget. The definition of capital budget means the cost estimate developed for capital asset projects. I don't think that's clearly defined. I think that it should read, capital budget means the cost estimate document developed for... a capital asset construction project or the initial purchase of a capital asset submitted to Congress. Because a capital budget would entail both of those. It would entail a project, and it would entail, if you wanted to buy 6 police cars, you'd have to submit a budget also. With this, as it's defined here, it just pertains to the capital asset project. So I don't have that written, but I can, and if you guys want to...
Indulge. Go for it. So basically you're just saying that buying some cars is not a project.
Well, there's a capital asset construction project right there. I think it could be confused.
It is defined.
I don't know, I'd like... To me, the only two things that this fund is going to cover is capital asset construction projects or capital asset purchases. Correct?
Yes, that's the intent.
And in my view, you're going to need a budget for either one of those things. And I think if we change this definition, that's exactly what it's going to say. I don't think
It would be more specific. Some of this is using the existing law, and we didn't quite get into the depth and detail there either, but I'm fine with that. Let's make it clear.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
You're correct. We're in a special session, but my goal and objective is to pass out law that doesn't have questions in it that's specific what we're talking about. To me, those are the only two things purchased out of the fund: capital assets purchases and a capital asset project. That's what it says.
Treasurer Littleton.
I believe, or my understanding of what we're trying to do here is set up a fund that as a project comes up or a need is identified, that Congress then puts money in this fund specifically for that project, whether it's a construction, a purchase, or some sort of major asset. We have quite a bit of computer equipment and setting in buildings around here. So, there's times you have to replace all that. So what I'm seeing, excuse me, let me back up. Because a lot of things cost less than $10,000 now. Not, it didn't used to. So with that said, I believe this fund will be operating specifically like the one in the past, but identified and narrowed in that
used just for purchases and projects that have been presented to the Congress and approved and money put in the fund. Most of the money in the fund right now has been appropriated out. This isn't something we accumulate money into. So most of it has been appropriated out at this time.
Or soon will be.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Well, that's a different part of the discussion, but I do have an amendment prepared.
Okay.
I think I'm going to work on another one also.
I have one more little thing here that I was going to leave out, but I am going to put it in now.
If it regards capital funding, you might hold off because. Go ahead.
Okay.
I'm not working
on capital funding right now.
Okay.
Sorry, Dana, this is kind of sloppy.
Oh, mine's perfect.
Okay.
Congresswoman Wedhorn.
page 1, line 39, after estimate, insert document.
Where? What line?
Page 1, line 39, after estimate, insert document. And strike capital asset projects, insert a capital construction project or the initial purchase of a capital asset submitted to Osage Congress.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion regarding the amendment?
What's today? This 18th?
Yes.
Any discussion regarding the amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, the amendment passes. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Well, I have some amendment to capital funding.
Can I make a really good amendment to that?
Certainly, let me.
Congressman Walker, you are recognized.
Or propose an amendment? Page 1, line 42 through 45, strike lines 42 through 45. The reason.
There is an amendment. Is there a second?
Second for discussion.
Amendment and a second for discussion. Assistant Chief, did you raise your hand?
What?
Did you raise your hand? Okay, sorry.
Okay, so continuing on with what we've been talking about, capital funding, I'll read it. It says, means funds appropriated for the purchase of capital assets, including but not limited to land, buildings, equipment, furniture and fixtures, vehicles, and all other assets with an estimated useful life of more than 1 year. I feel like with the amendments we've already made, we've already kind of addressed that. We've narrowed the scope down of what this fund can be used for. I think we've accomplished that by these amendments. And if you'll look in the bill on line 66, it says all capital asset and construction projects receiving capital funding. That's the only place where capital funding is used in the bill. So I have a subsequent amendment that is going to strike receiving capital funding. So if we strike lines 42 through 45, we've taken that capital funding out of the bill, which I don't think is necessary. I'd be open for discussion. I'd like to hear from executive on that.
I'm following along. I don't have any problem with it. I know this may not be germane. We're down on C, but that just says that it's not about capital funding, really. It just says that anything that goes through this act will be done by, according to the Osage Nation Competitive Bidding Act. So I don't know what funds has to do with it.
Right.
That eliminates your questions or issues with capital funding.
Let me look and see what all I have here. Did you do a search and that was the only reference to capital funding in the whole act?
I used my brain as a search tool and my eyes, but I didn't use the computer brain.
Golly. I think I'll do a search right quick, but I think I'm fine with that amendment because I think that you're right. Because this definition is wrong, but to say capital funding is for lands, building, I agree, furniture, fixtures. I think I might have added a few more things there.
Mr. Chairman.
Assistant Chief.
If you go to the code, the only section that's not in the bill to be amended is 6105. It does not have that term in it. And there's nothing past 106.
Okay. I'm good with the amendment.
Any further discussion on the amendment? Seeing no further discussion, all those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, the amendment passes. Congressman Walker.
Page 2, line 66, strike receiving capital funding. So right now it says all capital asset and construction projects receiving capital funding shall be conducted under all applicable provisions of the Osage Nation Competitive Bidding Act 1501C Section 1A-102 et al. This would receiving capital funding, which is not used elsewhere in the bill, and it's also been stricken by the amendment that we just passed.
I have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and a second by Big Horse. Any further discussion? Seeing no further discussion on the amendment. All those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none, the amendment passes. Any Congressman Whitehorn?
I have an amendment to capital construction project. It says capital construction project means architectural rendering, engineering, demolition, construction, renovation, and purchase of property, equipment, furniture, and fixtures. Well, we're not gonna allow property purchase out of there. And
can we stop there?
It's not used in the bill, best I can tell.
Pardon me?
The term, are you talking about pre-construction activities?
No, I'm talking about...
I'm sorry.
Capital construction project.
Disregard.
Yeah. I have one more of these. Mm-hmm. Of course you can. So...
cooperation.
I think we need to... strike, I don't have this written up, I just now noticed it, strike and purchase a property. And my other question too, just to the committee before I make this, I'm considering putting new construction, so architectural rendering, engineering, demolition, new construction, we have to strike renovation, capital asset, That's a different fund now. So strike renovation and purchase of property, but leave equipment, furniture, and fixtures because we might build a new building that needs that, and we want that to be covered in the construction cost. and add for a specific project.
Could you please submit your amendment in writing?
I will. I just haven't written it yet.
While that's going on,
Assistant Chief.
Okay. If I heard that correctly, we're talking about striking renovation and purchase of property and adding something about a specific project.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we'd have an objection to that.
Yep.
Follows the contours of what we're trying to do with both bills.
I was also going to include new construction before
that's
the new before the word construction. This is painful, isn't it, you guys?
Congressman Walker.
While you're writing that, along the lines of the Assistant Chief mentioning that pre-construction activities is not used anywhere in the bill, elsewhere in this amendment and also in the current bill and code, then I'll make an amendment on page 2, line...
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I do include that in the body of the bill.
Included or you see it?
I do include it, I think, in an amendment.
Okay, well, then we'll wait on that.
Okay. I think I do. It's been a while since I reviewed it. I don't have this written yet, sorry. What is it?
Congressman Walker.
Can we hear from the executive branch while she's drafting an amendment regarding pre-construction activities and whether it needs to be in the bill or not, in their opinion?
Director Johnson.
Say again.
The pre-construction provision that's included in this amendment.
You're talking of architecture, engineering. That's where we've always had it.
It's defined. Yeah, that looks like some of my language, actually, that I proposed a couple years ago. It means site selection, site development, site evaluation, conceptual design, programming, planning, cost analysis, design survey, soil test, cost estimate, and feasibility studies. Does that need to be in this capital asset? Yes.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
What did I just hear?
Pre-construction.
So you're leaving the definition in?
Director of Operations.
Okay.
Johnson.
So then the flip side of that would be, if you're leaving it in the bill, doesn't it need to be in one of these definitions or in the bill itself if you want it included as a legitimate expenditure of the fund? I'll be specific. Shouldn't pre-construction activities be added to capital construction, one of the capital construction project?
If it's part of it, then yes, it does.
Okay, I'm going the other direction. If you're going to leave it in, then make it mean something, because right now it's just an idle definition. Am I wrong?
Is this where the funding for pre-construction activities is going to come from?
Yes, sir. That's where
when we
request an appropriation for architect and engineering for any project, it goes into cap asset. So
if you're still on the amendment for capital construction project, maybe pre-construction activities needs to be added. I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure I'm following everyone's train of thought here, if there's more than one.
Congresswoman Whitehorn is drafting an amendment, and she also mentioned that she includes pre-construction activities in a future amendment that she's considering.
Ah, got it.
Okay, I think I finally got it. I'm very slow today, sorry. Page 2, line, I'm sorry, I just started talking.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Page 2, line 48, before construction, insert new. after construction, strike renovation and purchase of property, and before equipment, insert and.
There's an amendment. Is there a second?
Second for discussion.
Motion and a second for discussion. Congressman Walker.
Page 2, line 49.
I think I have 48.
48.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so.
Do you want me to read it how
yes.
I think it's going to read, if this is correct? Capital construction project means architectural rendering, engineering, demolition, new construction, and equipment, furniture, and fixtures. I struck renovation and purchase of property. I inserted new construction, and I put an and before equipment, furniture, and fixtures.
So basically, it now says
maybe it doesn't need to have that and before equipment, property, equipment, furniture. I think that and.
Yeah, it's already there.
Right.
You withdraw and restate.
Was that seconded yet?
It was seconded. Can you withdraw and restate?
I will withdraw and. Page 2, line 48. Before construction, insert new. After construction, strike renovation and purchase of property.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Renovation and what?
Strike and purchase of property. Striking renovation and purchase of property.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion on the amendment? Seeing no discussion on the amendment, all those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
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 Opposed? Seeing none, the amendment passes.
I took your last amendment form. I'm going to go get some.
Quite possibly. I do. Let me. I have a big amendment here typed up somewhere that, let me get, see if I can get to it, that I think uses, okay. This is just up for discussion if we want to consider it under section 3B. I think that's what I've done the amendment on. This is what I have for appropriation requests, so it can be a little bit more specific, a lot more specific maybe. This is what I've totally written. And so capital funding is defined, is used in this definition. Mine says appropriation requests for capital funding shall be accompanied by a budget and detailed cost estimate documents to include conceptual designs if the project cost is over $1 million and architectural engineering renderings if the project cost is over $100,000. Then it drops down to one and it says capital construction project funding request shall include a conceptual design if the project cost is over $1 million and architectural engineering renderings if the project cost, no, okay, I'm sorry. Can I start over? It makes more sense if I do.
Congressman Whitehorn, I just
want to. It's been a long time since I've worked on this.
I understand. I just want to remind the committee that we were planning to adjourn in about 10 minutes.
Okay. Do we want to continue to work on this until we adjourn?
I think if other amendments are in order, perhaps adjournment for the day would be a good idea. You all can work on amendments and everyone else can get ready to go.
Mr. Chair.
Assistant Chief.
Just a question for the movement. Congresswoman, I think the question comes, if I was following along with your proposed amendment, is where does the money come from to do those preliminary things if you understand what I mean? It's a chicken and egg question. So if you're going to require that a fair amount of work be done prior to the approval of Congress for it. Where does the money come from for that?
I believe this is the amendment where I said we need to keep pre-construction costs in there because it allows for an appropriation request for pre-construction costs, like you guys have come and done before, only it actually says it in the law.
Okay, so that's going to be separate from capital funding then. I understand. I think I understand where you're headed.
Right. It says capital funding, and it tells you you can request it for a project, a capital asset purchase, and I was leaving a real property part.
So I'm just making sure that we have a source of
pre-construction activity.
I'm making sure we have a source of funding for pre-construction activity. So we have something to pay for what we're bringing, and I think I understand what you're doing, so.
Right.
Thank you.
With an eye of wrapping it up, Congressman Walker and then yeah. Director Johnson.
I think we need to reconsider or kind of work on this amendment, maybe not right now at the table, because I see where you're going right there, but
it needs work.
In appropriation requests, I mean, to where we are now would only be for capital asset, capital construction project, or pre-construction activities.
Right, and that's what I've defined here.
Okay, and it also has conceptual design. Well, that's part of pre-construction activities. So, anyway.
Director Johnson.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I just want to make sure I'm following along. The pre-construction appropriation would be totally separate from the project, correct? I'm following along.
It would allow for that, yes. Yes.
Right, because that's how we'll need to do it so we don't have what happened to us at Gray Horse, where they.
But, right.
Congressman Whitehorn.
But I do have one more thought about the conceptual design process that's part of the pre-construction. When you come back to Congress and ask for funding, and I have the language in there that limits that. I mean, it doesn't limit it. But when you come back to Congress and ask for the appropriation for the whole project cost, to me a requirement of the request for that appropriation is the conceptual design. So it, but I allow for it to have already been paid for out of pre-construction activity requests.
Director Johnson.
Yes, ma'am. That's exactly what's needed.
Right.
Because that's what tells us how much the building or whatever it is we're building is going to cost.
I've been paying attention.
Okay. Just making sure.
Chair, just like if we can continue to work on this so we can be ready tomorrow. I have scheduled an emergency appropriations meeting tomorrow from IFS until 2. So hopefully we can make it through an agenda. If we think we might need a little bit longer, please let me know. Congresswoman.
Move to adjourn.
Congresswoman Stabler is recognized for a motion to adjourn. Is there a second? Second. All those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none, we are adjourned.
I just want you to